Welcome into God's house this evening. We appreciate everybody being here. And I thank the Lord for blessing us to be in his house to worship again. And got a scripture I want to read here in the 59th chapter of the book of Isaiah, but I have an announcement I want to make first just so I don't forget it later. We've been praying for and talking about Bobby Wilson. Bobby Wilson passed on. I talked to his daughter today, Lahoma. And she said they've scheduled his funeral to be Saturday, the 3rd of August. That's the day right before our homecoming. It's going to be at 10 o'clock, and it's going to be at Victory Missionary Baptist Church. And they've got some arrangements that's not set yet. They don't have any visitation times because they're going to be in revival. The Thursday before that, Chad Collard and Levi Hunter is going to be starting revival there at Victory. And so pray for that also. But then when Saturday comes at 10 o'clock, the funeral's going to be there. And so I want everybody to know that. Okay, so here's a scripture I need to read from 59th chapter of the book of Isaiah. Behold, and you know that word behold, I love that word, and it means look, pay attention, listen. Behold, take this in. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear, but your iniquities, and iniquities is sins, unrighteousness, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. And so the solution of that's just to repent and humble your heart and come to the Lord. And if you come to him like that, he's a forgiving God, and good things will happen. Let's all stand for a moment of prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, as we come to you praying, Lord, we thank you that you are able to hear and you're willing to hear and you love us. And if we'll just humble our hearts and turn from sin and turn to you, which is repentance, then, God, good things will happen. And your hand is not shortened. You're able to reach us and touch us wherever we're at. And God, we pray for this service tonight, God, that you just bless it and use this service, God, to speak to somebody's heart. God, we ask you for these things and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. We turn service over to the choir.
Thank you. Terry already said about we want to welcome any visitors we might have. And actually, I'm kind of happy to see our members here in the numbers they are. You know, most of the time we don't say much about it, but I do appreciate my church. You know, we've been studying Psalms in our Sunday school class for the last few weeks. And today the daily verse was, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Yeah. It puts a lot of what we need to think about into one verse. I really appreciate that. I'll have you stand, please. And we'll ask if there's any unspoken requests. And spoken requests. Okay, remember that. It's really nice to see the crowd we got tonight. Really appreciate it. Also mentioned something. Glad to see Ronnie Martin here. You know, Ronnie's been a big help to me. He did Bible study for a long time, and he was in my Sunday school class, and I learned a whole lot from him. So I've kind of missed him being here. Anyone else have a spoken request? If not, we'll ask Billy Ray to lead us. I want to share something with you that made me really happy, then it made me really sad. St. Rita's started a program for the volunteers, or for people to volunteer to. It was called NODA, and I thought, what's that about? And it was No One Dies Alone. Anymore in the hospitals, the nurses don't have time to sit with these people that are in their last days. So I was called and went in one night from midnight to 2 o'clock to sit with this lady. And she couldn't speak, but she could roll her eyes and she would follow me. And so it came around and she was still surviving the next day, so I volunteered to go back again. And I was thinking, I wonder what her conditions are, because, you know, if she can hear me, I want to talk to her and give her encouragement. But I didn't, because of the regulations for privacy, we don't get that information. So that was Monday night, and I went Tuesday night, and I went Thursday. And I worked Thursday as a volunteer, and I went up to see her, and she was still hanging on. And so up to this point, I've gotten kind of attached to her, you know, because I've been with her for that week. So on Thursday night, I went up to see her. I wasn't scheduled. I just went up to see her. And the chaplain was there. And so we talked for a few minutes, and he said, I said, what do you know about this? Because they have access to information we don't have. And he said, well, she doesn't have a church affiliation. And these are people that don't have family. They don't have friends. And I thought how sad it was that if we were in that shape, I'm certain if we called Terry, he'd come. But to have that in your life, that made me so sad not to know what her condition was. Like I say, it was such a happy point because I wanted to help her. But then to know that she may or may not, I'm not judging her, but just when you don't have an affiliation, it's kind of tough to. So it was quite, it's been quite an experience. But if you have an opportunity, somebody has some time, touch base with St. Rita's and ask them about the NOTA program, because it's only a 2-hour commitment. And we had a big group of people volunteer, but it's like everything else. When it comes, push comes to shove, it's hard to get people to do it, especially if it's during the night. Okay, anybody have a testimony or a song on their heart?
First, I want to say I really appreciated and enjoyed being able to fill in for Taylor these past couple of weeks. And I have felt the prayers of the church for me, and I really appreciate that. But I need to apologize before I sing. If you'd asked me 2 years ago what my favorite thing in the world to do was, I would have told you I would have been singing in church for the Lord. But I've allowed the devil to steal my joy. And Jesus has given me the victory, but I've been living in defeat. And these past 2 weeks have helped me more than you can imagine. I have got my joy back in singing. I've got to tell this about this song before we sing it. I've been singing this for a while, but a few months ago it started to have a different meaning for me. I was going through a really hard time. This was probably about a month and a half before Emily and I got married. And Emily was over at the house for the day, and we had talked about what I was struggling with, and she wrote on a piece of paper some words of encouragement, and at the bottom, she wrote, "Remember who you are, I love you." And so, for the next month and a half or so, I'd wake up every morning, she put it right on my fridge, and I'd wake up every morning, and I was living by myself at the time, but I was able to see that. But it gave me a thought that, you know, sometimes when I listen to the devil, he tells me I'm nothing, and he tells me I'm not needed, and he tells me all these things. But when I kneel down to pray, what Jesus tells me is, remember who you are. I love you. And sometimes when I listen to the devil, I get defeated. But listen to this song. This is what happens when I listen to the Lord. From the time I woke this morning till the day was passing on, Satan tried to tell me that my victory would not come. So I just went into my secret place and called upon sweet Calvary's Lamb. My soul was filled with glory there when I remembered who I am. I'm a
Christ, through royal blood set free. I am more than just a conqueror. I am one of the redeemed. When I remember who I am, this old world will try to tell me that my hope is all in vain. Oh, but they don't know the power that I have through Jesus' name. My soul, it has been redeemed. The price was paid by Calvary's Lamb. And His Spirit tells me I am His when I remember just who I am. I'm an heir of God, an heir to Christ, through royal blood set free. I am conqueror, I am one of the redeemed. I am of a royal priesthood. I'm a stranger to this land. How heaven fills this soul of mine when I remember who I am. I am
I'd say wow to that. Yeah. You know, we're so fortunate in this church to have so many young folks, and they're taking a leadership role. And the only thing is, I was really expecting four songs tonight. We only got three, so I'm going to have to talk to him. I was kind of waiting. I thought, I got plenty of time. But we do appreciate, you know, and these folks are making a trip up here to help us out and to work with us. So I do appreciate it. I go, you know, I talk to people at my service club, and they say, first of all, they say, they don't have any young people in their church at all. And I said, what's going to happen to it? And I said, it's going to go away. It's going to perish if you don't have young people. And the other one was, you know, we don't have any preachers. One church, this is a pretty good-sized church, doesn't have a pastor right now. And they said it may take them 2 years to get a pastor. I said, what's going to happen in between? Well, we'll kind of fill in. But we're so fortunate to have Terry and to have all these young preachers. We're really blessed. I'm talking too much. anybody else got a testimony or a song? I've really enjoyed being here so far. And you know, you go through the service, sometimes you come in and you don't pay attention. At least I don't. I'm doing a confession here, I guess. But, you know, we'll get through, and it's already, the choir's done, but the choir is so beautiful, and it's just fills my heart up. I look forward to it. No one else has got anything. I'm not in any hurry, but appreciate that. Yeah, I noticed Billy Ray wasn't here, but I'm just saying, Billy Ray. I just noticed you were gone. Billy and I have a thing going about that. Anyone else? We'd appreciate that testimony. If not, I'm going to turn it over to my pastor.
Amen. Sure is good to be here, and I appreciate this meeting already. And good choir singing, good special singing, good opening up. And appreciate what Ken said, all that he said, but come to mind about the young people, and I'm glad we got young people's taking a part and taking a hand. And also, my wife's got headaches, and I think it's allergies. She wasn't able to come, but she was so excited about the women's meeting the other night. And she come home, she was so encouraged, and quite a few people there, and she said they had such good fellowship and good meeting. And I appreciate our women, and I appreciate the fellowship they've gotten. They're a great help to our church, too, and they help others. And so I felt like saying that. And about the singing, I appreciate all of our singers. And I didn't share this earlier, I don't think, but when I talked to Bobby Wilson's daughter, Lahoma, she said, "Now, I don't know if any of your folks can come up to Dad's funeral or not." She said, "If you can, that'll be wonderful. If you can't, no offense. I know it's a busy time." But she said, "If any of your singers would want to come up and sing at Dad's funeral," she said, "that'd be wonderful." And she said, "Will you tell them?" I said, "I'll sure tell them, honey." And I'll say again, pray for that service and pray for that family. It's so good to be here tonight. It's got a good feeling. It's exciting to be in God's house, and glad to see this great crowd. Let me ask once again, anybody else got anything on your heart, a song or a testimony or anything? If not, keep praying, because I'm going to turn it over to these preachers, whichever one of them's got something, or however many of them's got something. You know, sometimes we get more than one. We've had three before, and that works out good too, but whichever one of you feel like coming first, come on. Just come on, follow your heart. Just any one of you sure is welcome. Just follow the Lord. Just pray real hard, church. And we don't know the mind of the Lord, but I trust he's got somebody who's wanting to preach tonight. And if you do, you're just welcome. Just come ahead. Either side here. And I can look this way and look this way and find preachers on both sides, and I'm glad. I'm really thankful for the preachers that God has blessed our church with. And Brother Ken mentioned that too, and I'm thankful to God for our preachers. So which one of you fellows got something? Cooper? Bob? You got something? Got something, Levi? Appreciate that testimony. Anybody else? Not in a hurry. Levi? Got something? Come on. Let's pray for Levi. We appreciate it. And like I said, appreciate all our preachers.
I'm like Chase. It's good to be at home tonight. So thankful to be here. Thankful for everybody that's come. And We don't know if we'll get to preach a lick, Terry, but I can already say it's been good to be in the Lord's house. I may just read a scripture and sit down. I've done that a few times, and that's all right with me. I just got a little nudge to just read a scripture and pray that the Lord move in it. Y'all just pray. I asked the church tonight to pray for my mama as she's sitting over in the nursing home. She's getting close, Terry, and we don't none want to see her go, Cooper, but I'm glad she's going to a better country one of these days. Glad she knows she's ready for that country, Billy. There's no doubt in my mind that my mama knows where she's going. And that's my little thought this evening. If you don't know where you're going, you need to get ready and need to know where you're going when you leave this world. So y'all just pray. I'll be in the fourth chapter of James. And I'll be in our fifth chapter of James, I'm sorry. And I may read here in the 24th chapter of Matthew. Y'all just pray. And the seventh verse, it says, "Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh." And I thought about how true that is, Terry. Well, we don't know when the Lord's going to come, but this scripture says, it says, establish your hearts. And what I thought when I read that, Mike, was that means getting saved. You need to get saved before the Lord comes back. We don't know when that is, Terry, but only the good Lord knows where that when that is. And y'all just pray. I may just read this and sit down, but y'all just pray. I'll be in the 24th chapter of Matthew. And about the 35th verse. And it says, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. But of the day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day of Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." And my little thought on that, Terry, was just you need to get ready, because we don't know when the day and hour is. And if he's calling you, well, I just pray that you take heed to that call. It'll be the best thing that'll ever happen to you. And I believe that with all my heart, because it happened to me when I was 8 years old. So, Terry, that's about all I got. I just felt like reading that little scripture. So,
I appreciate Levi. I appreciate what he had. I felt the Lord in that. That's good. Don't take a long time sometimes, but it takes the Lord. And we've felt the Lord. And any of you other fellows got something on your heart? You still welcome? Well, let me read again what I'd read earlier, and then we'll have an invitation song here pretty soon. Goes right along with what Levi said. "Behold," this is in the 59th chapter of Isaiah, "the Lord's hand is not shortened." Aren't you glad of that? I praise God. He's just as able as he always was. He's just as able now as he was when he spoke the world into existence and hung the moon and the stars in the skies, and when he took the dust of the ground and made man and then made woman. Praise God. Let me read that again. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. And so that's just what that Levi was telling us. We need to get saved. We need to, that verse, that phrase, establish your hearts. Because we don't know when the end's coming. And when God speaks to us and God calls to us and we're separated from God. And when I was a lost boy, I was as separated from God as anybody. No matter what sins they committed, I was as separated from God as they were. But the same God that gave his son to die on the cross for them gave him to die for me, and his hand wasn't shortened. And so, and I hesitated. I'm ashamed, and I wished I wouldn't have. I wished I would have come the very moment that God first spoke to me. But I hesitated, and I put it off a little while, and I put it off a little while. But I praised God that that time came that I did come, and I prayed, and I repented, and I asked God to forgive me and to save my soul, and he did. It changed my whole life, and it changed my whole eternity. And so I just wanted to say that in preparation for the invitation. But go ahead and get you a song, and we'll ask everybody to stand. And I want to ask you tonight, if you're here and you've never been saved, or if you're here and you've been saved and you're just not in fellowship with God where you should be, or if you're here and you've gotten saved and you need to let the church know it, I want you to just obey the Lord. Whatever it is, I want you to come forward while we sing this song. Just obey the Lord. Obey the Lord. Please come. Amen. Be saved, oh, tonight. Thank you, Lord. I'm glad we got a soul-saving God. Why not tonight? Amen. Amen. I ask them to pause just a minute, and I'm going to say a few words and have them sing some more. I want to share this with you. Tim Douglas called me, and we've talked a few times this week, and he's so excited about his friend Bobby that came to the altar Sunday morning and got saved. And he said, Bobby talked about it all the way home. He said, I feel so good. He said, I can't believe how good I feel. He said, I thank the Lord that I got saved. He said, I'm so amazed. And he told Tim, he said, I've got families lost. Said, I want to get them to church, Tim. I want them to get what I've got. And, you know, I remembered thinking that when I was a 12-year-old boy and I got saved. I thought, I want my friends to get what I've got. It was the most wonderful thing ever happened to me. And I love them. I wanted them to have it too. And so Tim is so excited about Bobby. And Bobby's so excited. Bobby said, we've got to go back to that church as quick as we can. And he said, I want to go back soon. He said, I've never experienced anything like this. Well, I praise God for that. And, of course, Bobby comes as a candidate for baptism. I don't know when we're going to schedule his baptizing. We got some more people needs to get baptized. But right now, I want to focus on this. And I'm going to come down and stand in the front in just a minute. But if you're here and you've been saved and you just need to acknowledge it to the church, when we sing this next song, I'm going to stand down here. I'm going to ask you to come stand with me. And just let everybody know you're saved. And if you're here and you've been saved, appreciate the Lord enough. I know that we get nervous and I'm shy and sometimes it's hard to step out, but I want to beg you to just step out and come. Acknowledge the Lord Jesus Christ, saying thank you, Lord, and just please obey the Lord while we sing this next song.
Filled with blood drawn from Redeemer. God save your soul. Just step up here with me for a minute. Just for a minute. He's the one died on the cross for you. Praise God. How wonderful it is to have a God and a Savior like that. And if you're here in the house, you're going to make you feel like you're going to be one point. Listen to everybody. If God's calling you, it's in you. He's the inviter. I say it in his name, but God's the one who invites you. He's the inviter. Obey the Lord. Obey.
That's good. Thank you. I appreciate that. Good singing. And I could feel people praying. I could feel the Lord calling. I thank the Lord for that. And Kenny said this a couple times, maybe I said it once, we got a great crowd. Thank the Lord for everybody that's come to God's house this evening. Anything else on anybody's heart? Got a testimony or a song or announcement of anything? Amen. I agree. Amen. Seems like that. I agree. Yeah. Right. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's a great testimony. Amen to that. Well, that's good. Somebody else got something? Well, got some information we'll share with you and a prayer request I want to make. And, well, I've just really been so blessed by Pleasant View Church lately, where Brother Neil Wireman III's pastoring, and God's using him up there, and God's put that church on my heart and put some people on my heart. And so, and Neil and I have been together some. We've talked some, shared some, discussed some things and prayed. And he would like for me to come up there this Sunday morning coming. And I've got that on my heart. And I've got some people up there on my heart. There's some families up there that... still on my heart from when I used to pastor up there so many years ago. And love those folks. And there's people up there that got saved back then that's not in church now. And that's a burden on my heart. And there's family members of folks that were up there then, and even some individuals that were there then that were not saved then, still not saved. And so, God willing, I'm going to try to go be with them Sunday morning. I want you to pray. I appreciate the prayers of this church, and I've asked Brent Hunter if he'd take care of church for us here Sunday morning. He said, God willing, he'd try to do whatever God give him to do. I want you to pray for him, pray for the service here Sunday morning, but pray for that service up there. I've actually talked to a few people that I'm burdened for that talks like that they'll try to come, and I thank God for it. Anything else before we come to a close? We'll ask Brother Cooper to pray dismiss.